Okay, guys, you didn't practice today. It's the same three, D-Ware, Stevenson, and Virgil. Limited today, Corey Nelson, Benny Fowler, Justin, and Dakota. CJ, Sombrio, DT, Jeff Hireman, Frentz, and Billy Wynn all full. So back to work except for those three guys. With Virgil, you know, obviously he hadn't practiced in a couple of days. You know, we'll see where he's at tomorrow. Like I told you guys, I think he's the one that's ahead, you know, obviously of the three, or I should say the two, when you talk about him and Donald. So Virgil's been known to get it done and to be there. He could always play without practicing, so we'll see. We'll see where he's at. But he's doing better.
Could you go game time with him if you had to?
Yeah, I think we'll definitely do that, yeah. You know, so, you know, we'll see where he's at once we get to Cincinnati probably.
Tight end's just been a challenge for you all preseason.
Yeah, it really has. You know, I mean, obviously it's something we like to do offensively. You know, we haven't been healthy, haven't had, you know, been suiting two guys, so we've had to adjust. I think Rick, an offensive coach, has done a really good job of adjusting. And now it's time for Jeff to step up, you know. So good news is Jeff is back. Looked good today at practice.
What do you see as his strengths since we haven't really seen Jeff?
Well, Jeff can do a lot. He's a very bright kid. He's capable of working on line of scrimmage. He's capable of beating man coverage, so that's a good thing. You know, I think that Phillips has really helped him too, just his veteran presence. So, you know, you just sit here and keep your fingers crossed for Jeff. Boy, he's been battling his tail off to be a part of this thing, and he's going back pretty close to where he went to school, if I'm right. So it's got to be a big weekend for him. So keep our fingers crossed through tomorrow and put him to work.
Really, how they held Marshall, Decker, and
Yeah, you know, I talked to the team about that. You know, Marvin's excellent coach. They do a great job. They're very capable if they want to take somebody out of the game and how they go about it, you know, and they're very capable of doing that. And when you play them, you know, you better be balanced in what you're doing and who you're doing it with. So that's a credit to them, you know, and, you know, a lot of really good teams find ways to do that. So, you know, they'll take everybody we got. We understand that.
Still, we talked to Demaryius and Emmanuel yesterday. Uh-huh. You going to make a concerted effort to get him the ball more this week? Or?
You know, Mike, I tell you what, I sit up there many nights trying to get him the ball. You know, they're great. They're great players. I love them. They're workers, you know. And, hell, you want guys that want the ball. You know, I mean, that's what you want. You know, I got a chance to be around Jerry Rice and Andre Johnson and Steve Smith. And those good ones all want to get their hands on the ball. But these two kids work really hard. You know, obviously I respect the hell out of them. And you're right. I try to give them the ball as best I can. You want guys that want the ball. These two guys work. That's what I like about them.
Have you seen progress with Benny this week?
Yeah, Benny's been good. Listed as limited today. Like I told you, there's probably more so reps than as far as what he could do. But he looks good. He's going to play with the brace. And, you know, Benny helps us not only offensively but special teams-wise too.
Serious question. Do you think all the dancing Vaughn did this offseason helped him?
That's a serious question. I don't know. The receiver from Pittsburgh did it, and Vaughn went and did it. They're pretty good players, aren't they? You know, Mike, I don't know. I'm very impressed with the fact that when a guy's not here throughout the course of the offseason through contracts, as a coach, you always worry about how they come back, you know, and golly, look how Vaughn's come back. And, you know, I think the fact that we had a short offseason and that was something he was doing sure as hell had to help him, you know, so it couldn't have hurt him.
Decision on the line on the right side?
No, like I said, Troy, you know, we have options. So we have to practice those options. You have to remember, like Ty, being ready to go this week is first time out. So, you know, we have to make sure we massage that situation like we do with any player. So the good news is we've had three guys play out there. And so we're going to be tested here with our depth, and we got to find a way to make it work.
Is there a concern that Stevenson being out at right tackle, you have to change two positions, and now it makes tackle?
Are you talking about if Michael goes out there? And is that what you're asking? Well, we did it the other day. You know, that's what we have to do. The good news is we've been able to suit seven guys. Last year, y'all know, we suited eight, and it hurt our teams in some other areas on special teams day. So hopefully we can hold true to our seven. We'll see what happens. But Brick's been a good player for us, and the fact that Weems and you know, those guys can move around. It helps us on game day. It helps us survive when something happens.
Coach, you've had a lot of success against the Bengals in your career. You're 6-0 against those Marvin Lewis teams as a head coach. Can you take anything from those games that you've maybe done well and carry them over into this game?
You know, I just know having a lot of great games with Cincinnati. You know, it seems like every time we get together, it comes down to the last possession, last quarter. You know, we got a lot of respect for them as coaches and players. And this is their home opener. And, you know, I think somebody told me, I think I said this, I don't think they've been beat in September in a long time. So it's a tough place to play. We know it'll be rowdy. We'll have to play really, really well. We know that. So, but we respect their team a lot.
Guys were bringing up that stat yesterday that they haven't lost at home in September. Do you go looking for stats like that to tell them, or is it?
Well, I don't look for anything. They usually come up from someplace, you know. So, I think you would kind of know that when you look at what they've done here the last, I think they're one of three teams that have been in playoffs 5 years in a row, if I'm correct, you know, something like that. So, this team's been very successful. They've been in position every year. You know, we played them in a big game late last year, and even though this is an early game this year, I'm sure it'll count for a lot down the road. So we understand who we're playing.
Gary, there's a big Thursday night game tonight. You'll have to deal with it in about a month, but all these years of doing this, what have you learned about playing on Sunday and then getting, you know, 53 human bodies ready to do it again on Thursday?
Well, I think you learn a lot about getting the players ready. I think one of the hard parts is the coaches. You know, you walk off the field on Sunday and you usually have to drive right to your office, you know, and work through the week. But the thing that we try to do with it is give them a carrot on the back end. You know, it's really, really difficult on the front end on players physically and coaches' work habits. But if you can say, okay, listen, let's push here and I give you a break on the back end, you kind of use it as an extra bye weekend. So kind of like us starting this year, you know, we were able to freshen up our guys last week.
Tyler Board's getting all of his targets out of the slot. Mm-hmm. What makes him or anyone kind of a good slot receiver?
I don't know. I think there's all kinds. You know, he's actually bigger than some of the usual guys that play the slot. We really like this kid coming out in the draft, a really good player. I know he's really well coached in college. So, I mean, they got a lot of weapons. They're spreading the field. They give you a lot of problems. Big, long guys, you know, so tough guys to deal with.
How confident are you in Dakota Watson coming in there on defense?
Yeah, I have a lot of confidence in Dakota. He played well in the preseason. Dakota's a pro. He's been around for a few years, so you know, here'll be an opportunity for him to play a lot more for us. It's going to stress us probably in some special team situation and stuff, so it's good to have Benny back from that standpoint.
A few more for the coach?
Brandon Marshall said he noticed a big change in Todd Davis over the offseason. What have you seen from him in these two games?
You know what? I really think that it's, you know, when you're a player and you're a backup and you're playing, I don't know how long Todd's been here. I don't know. But you're a backup, you're a special teams player, you're a good role player, and then all of a sudden you get a chance because somebody leaves. You know, it's amazing to watch guys say, I'm not going to let this go. And that's what you see from Todd. And through the whole offseason, it was extremely important to him to prove to the defense, hey, I can pick up the slack, I can do this. And he's done it. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to watching him play the rest of the year because he's turned into a really good player. He's a great pro.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Okay, y'all have a good day. Thanks, Coach.